He said he could build her a house.
I fired him because he verbally assaulted me.
Now he's trying to build a case.
Do you have a contract with her?
We had a verbal agreement.
Did you have a contract with her?
I did not.
The dream house that became a nightmare.
You didn't do $4,000 worth of work in 3 days.
He swindled me.
That's a lie. She's a liar.
I'm going to resolve this case.
Judge Judy.
If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 35-year-old homemaker Janelle Murray is suing her ex-boyfriend, 27-year-old construction worker Rule Johnson, for an unpaid loan. Rule says the money in question was payment for working on her house.
Order. Come to order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 109 on the calendar in the matter of Murray versus Johnson. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat, please.
Miss Murray, according to your complaint, you loaned the defendant $3,500. You knew him from a previous relationship. You want to tell me when you loaned him the money? What was it for, and where did you get it from?
I loaned him the money in the middle of February. We had known each other about a year and a half prior to. We had been dating. It didn't work out. He couldn't commit. We reconciled at the beginning of the year. He came to me crying about the middle of February, indicating that his life was in danger, that if he didn't have this money, he would be hurt. I trusted him. At that point, he said that he wanted to make this relationship work. I took him for his word. He swindled me.
Where did you get the money from?
It was a tax debt that I owe. I took a loan out on my house.
I just said it was a tax debt. What kind of tax debt?
I owe the IRS money from cashing stock in. I took a mortgage out on my house.
You have proof of that?
Yes. He knew I was getting a loan for this money. He came to me right about the time it was about to fund.
Let me see.
Your Honor, that's false. I didn't know anything about the loan until after the fact.
He had made an agreement with me, an oral agreement, that he would pay this back before the 15th.
Just a second. Okay, and what date did he come to you in February?
On the 20th.
And what did he tell you that the money was needed for?
I have no idea. He said that his life was in danger.
You didn't ask him?
Word. I just saw that he was scared.
And you gave him the money in cash?
Yes. He indicated that was the nature of it.
Your Honor, I do have a bank account. I'm able to cash checks.
Just a second. How much was the amount of your tax bill?
$70,000.
Okay. Go.
Your Honor, this first thing, I'd like to present this letter, actually, that I have.
It shows a letter from what?
It's a letter, actually, from the plaintiff. Shows a little bit of what her word is. And,
Your Honor, I have never mailed him any letters.
It obviously has her. That's the original letter, Your Honor, with her signature at the bottom.
I can't read and listen to you at the same time. Okay, just show this to her. That really has nothing to do with this case.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, that goes to show that her word really means nothing, to tell you the truth, Your Honor. This was not a loan.
Well, tell me what it was, sir. I read your answer. Tell me what it was.
I had done work for her in the middle of last year. My brother as well was working with me at the time. He was my employee. And we had spoken with her, him and I, at the same time, were present to do anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 worth of work on her home.
That's a lie.
Skylights, countertop, tile,
replace
a double door in the front entry.
Okay, so you had started to do some work on her house.
That's correct.
When did you start to do the work on her house?
I believe it was July 24th or 25th. We worked there
for 3 days.
Yes.
And how many days did you work there?
We worked there for 3 days, Your Honor.
Okay.
On the third day, we had the job almost completely done, the portion that we were doing, and she said, I'll finish it myself. Mm-hmm. Had never given us any money for materials besides a $500 check. She had not paid us for our labor, I had to pay my employee.
She gave you $500.
A check, that's correct. And
I'm speaking. She gave you a check for $500, and according to you, you worked there 3 days.
That's correct.
Did you have a contract with her?
We had a verbal agreement.
Did you have a contract with her?
I did not, Your Honor.
Okay. Because no contractor starts a job that says it's between $8,000 and $10,000. When you when you do a contract, you say this item is going to cost this and that item is going to cost that. You don't believe that the work that you did in 3 days was $4,000.
No, it was not, but subsequent to me accepting this job, I turned down numerous other jobs because I was going to be at this job for anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks.
You have proof of that?
Not on hand, Your Honor.
Well, that's your defense. That's your defense to this action. So you should have proof. Now you're telling me she just came home one day and said, I don't want you to work on this project anymore.
That's correct. Actually, Your Honor, a few days before that, she had told me that she loved me and wanted to be with me. We went to her house that evening. My brother and I spoke with her on doing this work. She had a large list, pulling out bushes, skylights, numerous work around her house that she had just purchased. We told her, okay, we can start in a couple of days. We came by on the Monday of the first part of the week. When we showed up, we asked her to open the garage door so we could unload the
materials. So you didn't have another job right then?
No. I told her I could be there on Monday.
Just a second. So you were free immediately?
No, I told her I could help her out.
My statement was you were free immediately. She spoke to you the week before. You were able to start that Monday. So you were free. You didn't have any other commitments.
At present, I did not at hand. She had asked me first. I had other jobs that I went to. That's the main reason why.
No. My question was, and your response is, you had no other commitments that prevented you from starting her job immediately.
No, I did not.
Okay.
My father had just passed away, so therefore I was still grieving from his death. I had been taking care of him for the first part of that year as well.
Mr. Johnson, pay attention to me. This is about money. This is not about your
father's
unfortunate demise.
I have a bill here as well that I normally write up for customers
okay?
that I work
now,
for.
Don't you understand where my mouth is moving? There's only one voice that I hear.
To apologize, Your Honor.
Good. Now, if you felt that she owed you money in July of 2000, why didn't you sue her?
I had spoken with my attorney and I'm putting a lien on her house, and work picked up at that time, so I just filed the bill away that I had written up for the initial work that we had started.
Then I'd like to see the bill that you say you filled out then in July of 2000.
That's correct, Your Honor.
For the work that you started.
I do believe there's a legal term for this called a quantum merit, Your Honor.
You didn't do $4,000 worth of work in 3 days. I know what the legal terms are. Quantum merit means that you are paid for the work that you do.
That's correct.
This is not the work that you did in 2.5 days.
She gave me a check for $500. That is it.
Pay attention. This is not the work that you did in 2.5 days. That's not what your answer is. Your answer is that you gave up other jobs because you had a job that you thought was going to last several weeks. That's your defense.
That's correct.
So what are you showing me this bill for? For $4,000?
That's the work that we started doing. Halfway through that, she decided to tell us, and I'll finish the job myself, because the first day we arrived on the job, she had a new boyfriend there.
Your Honor, the reason that did you remove the countertop?
That's correct.
Did you install a new countertop?
That's correct.
Okay. One out of three.
What do you mean, one out of three?
There are three countertops. He installed one, gouged the second one, and left the other one standing
that's
in my
false,
garage.
Your
just
Honor.
A second. No, is it there?
I paid somebody else to correct the job.
That's false, Your Honor. There was one section left not put in, Your Honor, and that was the sink side, and that was the day that she asked us to leave. She would finish
Did
the
you
job
tell him
herself.
To leave?
I fired him because he verbally assaulted me.
What did he say?
Told,
false,
he quoted me that the job would take 3 days, cost about $800. We're talking tile on the floor, kitchen countertops, and a kitchen sink.
The initial job that we had quoted it was just the surface.
On the third day, my stove was still not put in its place. The countertops were, my kitchen was not functional. He kept verbally assaulting me, making rude comments
false again,
to me.
Your Honor.
Please
I don't
want to
hear any interruptions.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
Please don't interrupt.
That's a lie. That's a
it
pure lie.
It is not
lie.
A lie.
Out. Him. Out. And the next time somebody speaks, I'm going to resolve this case. It's not going to be to their satisfaction.
She's a liar. That's a lie.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you? There is not to be any discussion between the two of you, and you are to respond to my questions. That's the way I run a courtroom. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Janelle Murray says ex-boyfriend Rule Johnson owes for an unpaid loan.
Okay. You fired them.
Yes.
Did he leave a sink there?
No. I bought my own sink.
Okay.
That's false as well, Your Honor.
Show me the bill.
I don't have the receipts. I had given them to her at the time.
You're a contractor. Contractors have bills. Can I see?
Checks.
Did you buy a sink set, faucet and plumbing?
I did not. That was to install her old faucet and plumbing with
you
the new
sink.
You didn't
do that? Just a second. You didn't do that.
No. That was what she called us.
Just answer my question. You didn't do that.
No.
And you didn't buy the sink.
Yes, I did, Your Honor. That's false.
And you have no proof that you bought a sink, right?
I've got my witness, which you asked to leave the courtroom.
Yeah, because he has big mouth. He doesn't know where he is, and he's not coming back.
Well, when a plaintiff lies, I mean, it's only fair to stand up and say when somebody's a liar.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,500. That's how I resolve the case when you have a big mouth. Thank
Fine.
You.
Thank have you. A nice day, Your Honor. She couldn't accept the fact that she couldn't have me.
He's obviously very full of himself.
She's been obsessive after my brother. She's stalked him.
Ladies, fair warning.
She's a crazy lady.
Pretty faces and money don't mix.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gilbraith versus Brown. Step forward.
30-year-old electrician Steve Gilbraith is suing his ex-wife, 30-year-old food care supervisor Kristen Brown, for an insurance settlement she received when their marital home burned down.
Mr. Gilbraith, you and the defendant had been married.
Yes, ma'am.
You are now divorced.
Yes, ma'am.
Your claim has to do with some property that was in the marital home. The marital home was destroyed by fire. The defendant was reimbursed for losses in that fire by insurance, and you want to be paid for the stuff that was in the house that belonged to you.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. So now I need some dates from you, sir. When were you and the defendant married?
We were married October 7th, 1989, divorced October...
Sure, just a second. I'll ask the questions. When did you separate?
Late 97, 98.
Do you remember the month?
I believe it was in January.
Of 1998.
Eight.
And when you separated, you were living in the home that burned down?
At the time, yes, and then I was asked to move out.
Now, just a second. Just answer the question. Don't volunteer. Never volunteer. At the time that you separated, you were living in the house that burned down?
Yes.
The divorce became final when?
On October 29th, 99.
Almost 2 years after you had separated?
Yes.
And 1 month later, the house burned down?
That is
correct. After the final divorce?
That is correct.
Now, what property do you claim, sir, was left in the house when you moved out in January of 1998?
There were personal belongings of mine that the defendant had agreed that I could keep there.
You're volunteering information again. I said, what property did you leave in the house?
This is a list of everything, Your Honor.
All right, Mr. Galbraith, between January of 1998 and the time of the divorce in October of 1999, had you gone back to the house at all for any of your property?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
What property did you go back for?
Mainly at the time, it was my personal clothing and stuff like that. Things that I had left there were items that I was actually working on, remodeling my son's room in the house, my tools and stuff like that. The majority of what I took out was my personal clothing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see a large document in there. Is that your judgment of divorce?
I have my the degree of disillusion here also.
I'd like to take a look at it. This says that at the time of your divorce, you and your wife had allocated all property that belonged to each of you.
That's correct.
And your judgment of divorce says that at the time of this agreement, you have decided whose property belongs to whom, and whoever has physical possession of that property now is the owner of that property. Did you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
The husband and wife agree that each party shall retain as his or her own, free and clear of any claims of the other party, all items of household goods and furnishings presently in his or her possession. That's what it says. So, at the time that the house burned down, sir, all the property in her possession was hers.
The power tools that were in the house I was using to remodel my son's house. Those are tools I use every day on my job. The items that was in there were items that we, her and myself, had agreed verbally that she would allow me to keep there.
Then you put it in this agreement. Did you have an attorney?
At the time, no.
Should have. You signed this.
As I said before, we had a disillusion, and it was an agreement between us in the best interest of our children to keep everything. We've been friends for over 20 years. We tried to keep it in the most friendly possible way we could.
That's fine. What I'm saying to you, Mr. Gilbraith, is that you keep it as friendly as possible. But when you outline in an agreement all other property, you talk about the house, you talk about the car, your truck, it names the truck, it names the year of the truck, the make of the truck, the model of the truck that you're going to keep. It talks about the car that she's going to keep, that she's going to keep up the insurance. You have to do certain deed transactions. It talks about all of those things. And then it talks about personal property. And if you had any personal property in that home, you'd just as easily say, listen, we have to put in another paragraph and list all this property that I have in the home that belongs to me. That's very easy. Didn't anybody tell you that, sir? Am I the first person who's told you that?
No, ma'am. I just, as I said, I assume, being friends that we were, that I could take her on her word.
Did you give him your word that this was all of his property?
No, ma'am, I didn't.
This list, which was made April of 2001, well after the fire.
That's how long it took me to get all the records and inventory from the insurance company.
It may be, sir. But you had no insurable interest in the property as of the date of your divorce. Because as of the date of this divorce, you were not the owner of any property that was in her possession. It's a simple legal matter. Unless she acknowledges that she was merely holding this property for you. You acknowledge that?
No, ma'am.
However, she knows the tools that were in my son's room and all my stuff that was there in that room was being done for her in regards to the remodel of that home, which I had promised I would finish.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a fire happened in the home before that.
That may be. But you're not suing under that theory that you were a workman doing renovation in the house. Your tools were there when it burned down, and therefore those tools should be covered by her insurance.
It also says in my agreement any inheritance material that was in the house was also mine.
You're talking about under miscellaneous?
Yes, I had things that were given to me by my deceased mother and etc.
Mr. Gilbraith, don't pull my leg. Okay. The section that you're reading says the parties agree that each shall retain as his or own, free and clear of any claims of the other, all items of clothing and personal effects presently in his or her possession. The parties further acknowledge and agree that neither party shall have any enforcement rights to the other's inheritance or expectancies, and all future inheritances and expectancies shall remain the property of the inheritor, which means that if somebody dies in your family and leaves you money or property, she cannot claim any of that property. That has nothing to do with your power tools.
No, it has to do with quilts that were made by my mother and my grandmother.
You should have gotten them out before 2 years. Those were not power tools. You don't redo your son's room with quilts.
No, but that's things that she had stored.
Mr. Galbraith, this is a very simple case. You were divorced. At the time of your divorce, the judgment's divorce said all property that you each have in your individual possession belongs to each of you individually, free and clear of any claims by the other. You had the opportunity at the time of the divorce to include this list as property that was in the house that you intended to get back, that it was an agreement with the defendant that you would get back.
She knew.
Very simple. I said including in the judgment of divorce. You did not do that. If you did not do that, you had no interest in any property in her home. Your case is dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm glad it's finally over.
I don't agree with it. She knows what she told me.
I think the decision was the proper decision.
I have to deal with what the judge says.
Hopefully this will end all the different bull threats and court battles.